Hello, and welcome to the Geeky Preacher Podcast, where faith and geek culture collide. I'm John, your resident geeky preacher. So without further ado, let's get into today's show. Now, could y'all please sit tight for 30 seconds for a word from our sponsors. Hey everyone, John here. So I wanted to let you guys know that portions of this episode were recorded before the events of the unfortunate passing of Jason David Frank, the individual who played Tommy Oliver. So I wanted to kind of preface this episode with that knowledge. If you or a loved one is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out. You are valued, you are loved beyond all recognition, and the world is a better place with you in it. If you're in the United States, you can dial 988 to reach a crisis counselor immediately. If you're outside of the U.S., I'm not sure of the individual contact numbers, but your country should have those posted. So please remember that you are loved, you are valid, we need you here, we want you here. And if you have nowhere else to reach out to me. I don't care. Any social app I have, please feel free to reach out, because I would rather you do that and stay here and fulfill your God-given purpose and love and be loved by our Creator and by the church, then have you go one more second believing that no one is there for you. No one should pass away from suicide. So with that being said, I'm going to move on to the episode. As I said, portions of this were recorded prior to the unfortunate passing of Jason David Frank. So that was recorded without this knowledge. So please keep that in mind as you listen to today's episode. Thank you, guys. Hey everyone, welcome to today's show. So I'm going to have it as a throwback episode and not do anything current, but something that me and a friend of mine have been talking about for a while, because we both grew up watching Power Rangers and absolutely loved it. We just got to reminiscing about the 90s and how much, you know, nostalgia it held for us. We both got to talking about the Power Rangers and who our favorites were. And of course, all the playground fights that we had as kids, because we all wanted to be certain Rangers. Most of the girls wanted to be Kimberly, for example, but most of the guys, it was a tie between wanting to be Jason and Tommy. I was always a fan of the White Ranger / Green Ranger / Zeo Red Ranger. So naturally, it just kind of became a thing that he was my favorite. I looked up to him, followed him in all of the early episodes up until I became a teenager, and all of a sudden Power Rangers wasn't cool anymore, until I was an adult and said, you know what, who cares what people think is cool anymore? I'm going to watch it and enjoy it and pass this on to my children, who, one of which likes Power Rangers at least. So, you know, it's okay. It's all good. But today I wanted to actually go over some stuff with Power Rangers, because as we were talking, I was like, hey, this is a gospel opportunity. So I was able to kind of relay the gospel through some of the stories of Power Rangers. And I was like, holy cow, you know, 6- and 7-year-old me would have ate this up in children's church and youth group. Why didn't they do this back in the day? But, you know, geek ministry really wasn't a thing. So I guess I can't blame them. But anyway, before we do that, I kind of want to go over some stuff with the actor, too, because the actor himself is pretty cool. So Jason David Frank, the man that played Tommy, who's going to be the focus of the episode today, is not only was he an actor, he actually didn't do much acting outside of Power Rangers that I can recall. I haven't checked his IMDb in a while, so yeah, gotta look over me for that. But he's an accomplished martial artist, MMA fighter, and actually an outspoken Christian, which I think is amazing. He started his own MMA brand called Jesus Didn't Tap. While I'm very much against violence, I can at least appreciate that he is reaching out to the community he is a part of, which is the MMA fighting community, and he's shedding a light for the gospel there. And that is just phenomenal, especially given how he's been also been outspoken in the past about mental illness and a few other things that he has suffered from. So, I mean, that is a positive. He's been open with his struggles, been open with sharing the gospel in his community, and I absolutely adore that. It's phenomenal. So anyway, just a little blurb about the actor. I had to kind of go off and wax poetic about him because, like I said, he was a childhood hero of mine. But anyway, on with the topic of today, which is, you know, the introduction of his character and how that went down and what ended up happening. So anyway, for those of you non-90s children that have no idea what I'm talking about or where I'm going with this, The Green Ranger was introduced early in season one, but he was not on the team. He was actually under the control of the main antagonist of the series in season one, Rita Repulsa, as her ranger controlled by the Sword of Darkness. He was an antagonist of the Power Rangers, offered them one heck of a beatdown early on. Just five on one, he destroyed them all. It was pretty brutal. It was a 5-part saga. Oh, if memory serves correct, it was Green with Evil was the name of the arc, if you guys wanted to check that out. I know it's streaming on Netflix right now, for example. So anyway, during that 5-part arc, Tommy was fighting against the Rangers and just wrecking face, essentially, for the majority of it. He was taking them down so badly. It was painful to watch as a child. I remember thinking, why is he so mean? It was a thing. It was fun. But what ended up happening eventually, and at the end of the 5-part saga, Rita Repulsa, who had controlled the Sword of Darkness, eventually had it taken, and it was destroyed by the Power Rangers. I want to say it was either Kimberly or Jason, I can't remember, which broke the curse over Tommy. And I mean, he still remembered what he'd done that was wrong, but at the end of the episode, the Power Rangers asked if he wanted to join in with them and be a part of their team. And of course, he accepted and went on after that to eventually become the White Ranger because something about, like I said, guys, it's been a while since I've actually sat down and watched all of these. So he eventually lost his Green Ranger abilities because of how they came about. There was some weird stuff there. But he became the White Ranger with the White Tiger Zord, which was one of my favorite childhood toys. Yeah, I had them all. So just, I know I'm probably making some of y'all nostalgic right now, but you know what? I'm feeling nostalgic too. And I bet some of y'all are wondering, well, why are you bringing all this up about his conversion and stuff? Well, eventually he also went on to become the next Red Ranger in Power Rangers Zeo, and he kept the Red Ranger mantle through Power Rangers Turbo as well, which was the next two iterations of the show. He left the show at the start of Power Rangers in Space. Then he came back later after I had quit watching it, unfortunately, and I haven't really caught back up on the newer seasons. They just don't hold the appeal that the originals do for me. But he did kind of do some reprise roles and cameos in the Power Rangers movie that came out in 2017. That's actually how I got my kids into Power Rangers to start with. So I was screaming in the audience like a little girl whenever I saw him pop up on screen. I was like, "There's Tommy! There's Tommy! There he is!" It was kind of sad. My wife gave me a funny look, but it's okay. I was geeking out and I was enjoying myself. So I bet you guys are wondering what this has to do with the gospel and how I have used Tommy's story. Some of y'all it might be obvious, some of y'all it might not be. So I want to talk about Acts chapter 9. So I'm going to read some of that and y'all can just chill with me for a minute. It'll make more sense, I promise. So starting in Acts 9:1. Meanwhile, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the Way, which was the early name for Christianity, I loved it by the way, but that was how it referred to itself in Scripture. They weren't Christians, they were followers of the Way. He might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they could hear the voice but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank. So that is the beginning of the story of the man known as Paul, who, like I said, with that story, or that was like a snippet of where he was at. Before, earlier in the book of Acts, they talk about how he was an avid persecutor of the church. He looked on with the approval of the stoning of Stephen. He breathed threats and murder concerning all of the followers of the Way, which are Christians. But this was the moment that Christ entered into his life. Christ made himself known to Paul in a powerful way, or Saul at this time. He later changed his name to Paul. And much like
what happened with Tommy. It was an almost instantaneous conversion. Once that spell was broken, once those chains of darkness were loosed off of him, he was able to turn around and immediately preach Christ. He did spend some time in Damascus and in Jerusalem learning, more about the Christ and learning from the believers and whatnot, but he became one of the most prolific early evangelists and early defenders of the faith and writers. I mean, the majority of the New Testament was penned by Paul or was dictated by Paul. There's a lot of scholars that believe that he never actually fully recovered his eyesight, and he had issues with seeing, so he dictated a lot of his letters. And you can see evidence of that in the farewell greetings and whatnot. So, I encourage you to read that for yourself, just for that little bit of snippet of history. But how and like I said, whenever I was talking about Tommy, his conversion to the Rangers, and what happened with him, I just saw Saul there. I was like, you know what? Saul turning to Paul was so much like Tommy going from the evil Green Ranger to changing sides and fighting with the Power Rangers to eventually become the leader of the team in the White and Red Rangers. Tommy, he started out like he was trying to take them down and destroy them. But by the end, he was in the lead. He was the greatest of the Power Rangers. He's the one, like I said, everybody on the playground is fighting to be, because not because he was evil, but because he was the one that they all looked up to. He was the one that led them into the battles. He was the one that was the shining example of what they should be. But that's not where he started at. He started out just trying to take them out. And, we can learn a lot from that conversion of Saul. It doesn't matter how far out a person is or where they've went, where they've came from. God can still use them in mighty ways. God can still use you no matter how much you've done wrong. And I think that is the epoch of Saul's story. God used him, someone who persecuted and willingly killed his followers, to reach more of the world than anyone before him. We still study and read and teach his writings today. Think about that. Someone who that early church would have been terrified of just to hear his name mentioned. We teach what this man wrote because God saved him in such a radical way. God changed his heart in such a radical way. We are so quick to condemn people because they are different. We are so quick to condemn people because of, what they've done in their past. We don't think of what God can do through them. If the church had been terrified of Paul and not accepted him after his conversion, could you imagine how much would have been lost by not listening? Could you imagine what would be different in the church today if we did not have Paul the theologian, Paul the apostle, Paul the preacher, who was able to teach and, minister to so many people throughout his life, all the way up until his death by execution in Rome? So, I mean, there's a lot there. And like Tommy, Paul was able to eventually become one of the greatest. I mean, people debate which was the best apostle. I'm not going to sit here and be one of those people. I thoroughly enjoy Paul's writings. I thoroughly enjoy John's writings, Peter's, all of the early church. I'm a fan. Not only am I a geek for, nerd culture like video games, manga, anime, I'm also a geek for theology. Like, this is one of my big things I do with my spare time. So I'm all about reading, not only about Paul, but about his writings, but the history behind them, the culture he was in, all of that. And I have to say that for his time, Paul completely flipped the script on a lot of things that, had been going on in the region. But I'm not going to get into that right now because I'm sure I'm the only one that would be interested in that listening to this podcast right now. So I'm not going to do that to you guys. But I do want to say this before ending, because like I said, this isn't going to be a long, long podcast, because it's like this is more of a throwback episode for a lot of the 90s kids. So I appreciate you guys bearing with me this long. But I will say that if you think that you're too far gone for God to use you, just keep in mind what happened to Tommy and what he became after, switching sides and going to the light. Once the darkness was cast off of him, he became one of the greatest. So if you think you're too far gone, I promise you, you're not. Paul was farther gone than you, I'm sure. There have been others throughout history that I could go over and talk about and wax poetic over that were just phenomenal human beings after they converted, and they did so much for God that the world is still shaking at what happened with them. So keep that in mind, that you are not too far gone for God to use you. Honestly, sometimes I think the ones that are rest, well, actually, that scripture, he who is forgiven much loves much. And that just means, if you've had a lot happen in your life, that just means that is more fuel for God to use to propel you higher. I know that sounds weird, but I've discovered that some of the best ministers I know have passed that would have disqualified them in certain churches. Just think about that for a second. Yes, you may have screwed up, but so did Paul, so did Moses, so did Jacob, so did John, so did Peter. They all did something horrible at some one point or another. And I want you to remember, God used them all for a great purpose. And much like Tommy being cast with the darkness cast off of him, I encourage you to seek after that light, seek after Christ, and let that darkness be cast off of you and just see what you can do for the kingdom of God. Because I promise it is more than you can think, imagine, or dream. So thank you guys for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Remember, follow on the socials. And if you have any comments about or things to add to the episode, feel free to leave a comment on either the podcasting app you listen to, the Facebook page, whatever. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode of the Geeky Preacher Podcast. I thoroughly appreciate and love each and every one of you. If you have any questions or comments about today's episode, please feel free to shoot me a message on the Facebook page or on your favorite podcasting app. And please write and review us so other listeners can potentially find this podcast. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you and keep you, keep his face shining upon you, and be gracious towards you. I pray that you have a great day, you are blessed, and you understand that you are fully loved by Jesus Christ and our Father God. Thanks, peace, and love, y'all.